Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of scripture from the book of Exodus chapter 20 and verse 17. It's a portion of the Ten Commandments that the Lord gave to Israel, and the Ten Commandments that we follow as disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. It says in Exodus 20:17, you must not covet anything that belongs to your neighbor. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, envy, in essence, accuses God of being unfair, a respecter of persons, and unaware of what's best for our lives. Therefore, we should engage in an all-out campaign against envy when it appears in our life. I'll give you a few things to do. That, number one, confess and repent of your impure intentions for wanting something other than for the glory of God. The Bible says in the book of James chapter 3 verse 14, but if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Number two, count your blessings. Envy is rooted in dissatisfaction. Frequently, we are so upset at the good fortune of others that we cannot see our own blessings and advantages. Somebody said, envy is the habit of counting someone else's blessings instead of your own. Thirdly, understand what envy is telling you about what needs to be changed in order for you to reach your destiny. You need to pray, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Fourthly, if possible and if feasible, spend time with the person you envy and learn more about their secrets of success. In the process, you may realize they have a multitude of problems that will reduce your envy. Fifthly, when anyone is mentioned with appreciation and admiration, instead of making a negative comment about them, try speaking words of praise. Sixthly, reject seeing another person's success as your failure. Instead of thinking their blessings came at your expense, start believing that the God who blessed them wants to bless you too. Amen. It's very, very important, my dear brothers and sisters, to live above envy, because it's a command from the Lord. You must not covet anything that belongs to your neighbor. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you that you teach us your word. We thank you, Lord, that your commandments that you gave to us is for our good. And I pray, Abba Father God, that we will not be inflamed with envy, or will not become bitter by seeing our brothers and sisters' prosperity. I pray, give us the grace to introspect. Give us the grace to overcome any and every form of envy from our lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you'll give us the grace and a heart of gratitude and a heart of appreciation and admiration and applause for our brethren. In the name of the Lord, I pray, give us that grace, give us that courage. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, I praise you and I thank you, because you are a good God, you are a great God, and you desire that all your children will be blessed beyond measure. Lord, I pray, help us to have that revelation knowledge that we have our identity in Christ. And when we have our identity in Christ, every blessing that he has prescribed in his scripture will be appropriated in our lives through faith. Therefore, increase our faith, O God, to believe and to receive every blessing and every promise that you have enshrined in your scriptures for your sons and for your daughters, that your people will be blessed superabundantly, supernaturally. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into the businesses, running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also lift up our brothers and sisters who may be sick in our midst, O Lord. And Father, I speak healing into their bodies. That by your wounds and by your stripes we were healed, your word says. Lord, they cried out unto the Lord and he heard their cries and he sent forth his word and healed them of all the diseases. I speak health, strength, vigor, vitality into your people in the mighty name of Jesus. And we vow to give you the praise and the glory because it is all yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, my dear brothers and sisters. Have a great big, wonderful day ahead of you, and bye for now.